Sisters of Song, we're super stoked to have you. Can you take a minute to tell us who you are and where you're coming to us from?
My name's Eric. I'm actually coming at you from the greater Seattle area at the moment because I'm up here doing some family stuff. But I live in Portland along with the rest of the crew. So.
And Marty Buckenmeyer here, also in Portland.
Awesome. And can you tell us your band name for listeners who may not be familiar with you yet?
Yes, our band is called Stunt Drummer.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit of how you guys got started as a band and maybe your individual, I guess, paths to music?
Sure, I can start with the kind of how the band came together. Sort of came out of post-COVID. I'm getting a little bit of feedback here. I'm not sure who that is, if that's me or
We
not,
can't
but
hear it, but yeah, we
okay,
can't hear
great. Came out of post-COVID. Eric and I in particular during COVID had been sending some little audio snippets back and forth to each other. We've been friends for a while and we're sending video recordings and stuff back and forth and got together to play a couple times. But Eric was living in a different city outside of Portland, and eventually moved back here to Portland, and we started playing together in his basement. To have an opportunity to get together and play music in person was great and a huge relief after so long of not being able to do it. And then Eric invited a friend of his that he's known for a long time from through playing music and not in bands together, but bands that played shows together. So he invited Ethan to come over and play bass with us. Eric and I both play guitar, and Ethan came over to play bass. And then Eric invited another friend over who plays drums. And we were just kind of messing around with some original stuff, playing some other people's songs and our own songs. And we started doing that for a while, and we started having, the three of us were kind of core, but we couldn't get a reliable person to always be the drummer. And so we were getting together almost every week, and then eventually every week. And Eric started coining the term stunt drummer for the drummer of the week. Whoever was going to show up would be the stunt drummer. So, Dave can't make it this week, but Aaron's coming, and Aaron can't make it this week, so Tim's coming. And I think we got up to drummer, seven or eight or something, or even more,
Wow.
before we eventually made our way to the drummer we have now, Jay Lever. It took a while. Even the first album we put together was with one of our stunt drummers, and we booked a show before we even had a permanent drummer. We just kind of booked a show hoping somebody would be able to play drums.
Well, I love how that kind of fits in with the name of the band. Yeah, it's great. That's great.
It saved the agony of naming the band,
Right.
as it can be for sometimes.
And now you're on to your sophomore album. So tell us about that. Tell us how that came to be.
Eric, you
Yeah, I
take this
think.
one. So as Marty said, like when we first got together, we obviously I had some stuff, Marty had some stuff, Ethan had some things, but we didn't have a drummer. And then basically, probably right before actually we played our first show, like I said, Marty said we booked a show, and then we ended up meeting Jay through another musical friend in Portland. Portland obviously has a really great music community. So again, the stunt drummer thing, like I know a lot of people in other bands that I've played in over the years. So it's like, oh, I can get Mark to show up and this and that. And we met Jay. And so I said pretty much once we met him, and we are all pretty much in love with him immediately. Like he just kind of slid right in, learned a bunch of songs. We played this show, and then he was already in like 18 bands or something at the moment. So but he was down to keep playing. And so pretty much then I think, we were finally a bit, solidified as a whole. Whereas before, like it was a little bit of this, a little bit of that, always a different drummer. And like I would sit in and play drums. And I'm like mediocre at best, but I can pass. So I think once we had Jay on board, sort of, full-time drummer, then I think things just started to gel a bit more and kind of relax for us to kind of get into a bit of a whatever, more of a process with a, I guess, a focused, I don't even know if we had a necessary goal at the time, but we were just more solidified and things were more on a regular basis. We weren't every time we had somebody come over to play drums, stunt drummer number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever it was always kind of we'd have to get that person up to speed that day. So it was kind of like backtracking a bit. There was, some forward motion, but not, as much as maybe we would wanted to. So once we had Jay, then it was like, okay, now we can get going. We have somebody regular who's into what's going on and the racket we're making. But yeah, and then yeah, we and then like I don't know, it's probably the next, following year, we're just writing songs and
But I think having
and
Jay, that having somebody who was consistent as a drummer allowed us to write more of those songs, right? Like it was harder to write songs without, because you're having to teach songs to a new drummer every time, you're not making any forward progress.
I was going to ask
Yeah.
you that actually. Now that you have Jay, how do you see a song start to finish? Does someone like pick up the onus, or do you do it all together, or how does it work?
I'd say for the I mean 99% of the time it's all very collaborative. Somebody might roll in, whether it's with a premeditated, whether it's a guitar riff or a bass line or whatever. And then, as a lot of bands do, that sort of starts and we kind of jam on those a bit and sometimes there are, as I always say, like the songs that, kind of start to write themselves and they kind of go real fluidly. Sometimes we will spin on them for quite some time and sometimes they wind up working out or sometimes they fizzle out. But I'd say there's always a little spark, at least from somebody, or it's stuff that happens in practice that's really random, which we all tend to love a bit. And some of those songs have come out of a couple of them, at least on the record. Like for instance, a song called "Warm Up" and "Dress," so this is the closer. Both those came out of. I know there were a couple of specific evenings when JR drummer he could not make it, so I just sat in, and in part of like warm up specifically, we started. I think Ethan had a little something, but part of it came from me messing up on the drums, so there wound up being all this like space in the song, and Marty does a really great job. He pretty much records everything most practices just on the iPhone, just like in a voice memo, so we can track ideas and even the mistakes and the happy weird shit that happens. But the and then yeah, and like when we picked what we want and but yeah, in general, it's all very collaborative and we're kind of go back and forth. I know Marty and Ethan and I, once we get into like some of these voice memos that we have on certain bits of songs, things that we like, and there's a lot of chit chat back and forth and some ideas, and then once we get together to practice again, like we kind of hash some of those out. So, but yeah, very, very collaborative for sure. And then yeah, there's probably very rare, like both Marty and I sing and write lyrics and whatnot, and I make up stuff, a lot of stuff on the spot. Most of it's a lot of gibberish. Sometimes I can rationalize it into some amazing story, I'd say it's, or it's literally like a couple of the songs here and there. Actually, one on the first record, and probably most significantly, like on the new record, which is Chinese Windows, came out of some conversations that Marty and I had before we started playing anything. And
Love it.
both Marty and I do architecture in the day world, but there's just random bits of conversations and little snippets of words. It's like, oh, that's. Write that one down because that's got some good potential for later. But yeah, in short, yeah, I'm blabbering here, but yeah, very collaborative. So.
No, I love that. I love to hear about people's process because, everyone's like, well, every song is different, which it is, but it's still like the way that you're talking about it, it's still kind of like a cohesive process. So,
Yeah.
yeah, where everybody kind of gives their input and collaboration. What do you think the hardest part about this career is? You guys have day jobs. What's the hardest part about getting this going and touring and, making music together?
Well, we haven't with this collection of people, we're not touring. We're just, but the hardest part is at least not yet. But the I don't know. I think the hardest part is
Scheduling.
scheduling, making time, getting people to all show up. Yeah, it's kind of some variation of that. We all have jobs and family obligations and things that are going on, and like trying to figure out who's going to be where, when, and like it feels like a miracle that we are even able to make it work.
Do you have a weekly practice? Is that how you do it? Or is it just sort of on the fly? Okay. Okay, so I asked the most challenging part. What's the best part?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I mean,
Well,
honestly, that it, you want to take this, Marty? I mean, we're
oh,
both gonna
what's
have different
you go?
answers,
Well,
so
you go first.
yeah. I mean, I would say honestly, the best part is, well, right now, best part is getting to talk to, new random people around the internet.
Good
But honestly,
answer.
like, I mean, best part is just making, I mean, it's cliche as it sounds, but making music that we all like and we enjoy playing. And then being able to put together, the record, like we had enough stuff that we kind of wanted to, and we ended up getting on, local longtime PDX label Cavity Search, sort of at the end. That just sort of happened, which was great. We weren't wasn't anything when we was looking for per se, but yeah, and yeah, in general, just getting to make this racket and have some people enjoy it. But
Yeah.
we do it for ourselves first and foremost. So,
Yeah.
Best way
but
to do
yeah,
it.
and
Best
then yeah,
people to
hopefully down the road we'll do a little bit of touring, whatever we can manage to pull off. As I mentioned, like before Marty got on the horn, you guys are in Omaha. Like, I mean, that was a long time ago when I played through there in a different band, but even the it was a very, DIY scene for sure at the time. I mean, it still is. But getting to an ultimate goal, like getting to tour around and whatever, play in different cities to a bunch of strangers every evening, and hopefully they like you a little bit. That's priceless,
Yeah.
and such a good
Yeah.
time. So, but yeah,
How
that's
about
what
for
I
you,
got,
Marty?
Marty.
Yeah, I think, when we're writing these songs, we're writing stuff that we think that we're gonna like, or that the other guys in the group are gonna like, or that, like, oh, this is gonna be kind of fun or cool. And I don't know that we ever think, at least I don't think, someone else is going to like this. We're just making what we think sounds fun and interesting. And so, like, just that part of it is being able to play, goof around and play music, with your friends as a man in your early 50s is pretty great. And then
I'm
I think
42,
being
Marty. I
able,
don't know what you're talking about.
yeah, you're a spring chicken.
That's right.
I think, but then also being able to play out, take the take get the stuff out of the basement and go play out at places around town. And that's that I don't know. There's I find I came to music later in life, or like playing shows and doing this kind of stuff. And so I just find it endlessly, I don't know. I get a lot of energy from it and being up on stage and playing music. And I've also done some things where I played by myself, and it's not the same as when you're with a group. Like, there's just some kind of energy when there's multiple people up on a stage and you're all moving in the same direction, and there's a crowd giving you immediate feedback. And there's just, I don't know. It's once you've experienced it, it's hard to not want to keep doing it over and over again.
It's good therapy.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I'm curious, this is sort of off topic, but who would you guys say your influences are? You probably have separate influences, but
Yeah, I would say, yeah, we definitely, between the four of us, we definitely kind of come from, not entirely four different avenues, but like myself, like, I grew up going to shows and skateboarding in Cleveland, Ohio back in the day. So bands from that upbringing, like, Fugazi, I remember going to see Agent Orange in 1988. And then a little bit later on, like the Jesus Lizard, like stuff in like in the early 90s, that kind of scene, they've been around for a while. McCluskey out of the UK is still one of my more favorite bands. But yeah, a lot of that kind of, punk and post-punk thing is just for me personally, like that upbringing again, me growing up, back then was just a really good outlet. And so, like I said, like the therapy bit, like, singing songs and playing guitar, that's just a good vent. But that's
Especially punk music.
there's just there's an energy about it that I've always gravitated towards, that sort of release. But at the same time, like, I listen to everything. Like, I listen to a lot of jazz. I like a bunch of old country. I like pretty much a bit of everything. But sort of like, yeah, the sort of the punk and post-punk stuff, it kind of tugs at the heartstrings for me. So, but yeah.
Cool. What about you,
Yeah, and
Marty?
I would definitely I could rattle off a lot of the same bands that Eric listed. And I also love, early 1970s classic rock, and like just dirty Southern garage rock from that era as well. And also, I mean, I would both Eric and I have been to a number of Ween shows, and Ween, I feel like, is an influence as well.
Sure.
It feels silly saying that because they're somewhat of a they're ridiculous in many ways, but they're also really good musicians. And I like to think of Eric and I mean, we're not Dean and Gene, but there's two of us, and we're writing songs. We each approach it in a different way, and we have different approaches to how we sing and play. And I don't know, like, if we can also interject a little bit of humor into our music the way they do, I think that's something we try to, I don't know if we try and do it, not, it's not hit you over the head, clown nose and, funny shoes,
Sometimes
but
it's a bit more abstract and
yes.
the subconscious, but it's definitely in there a bit. So
Fun, but I love it.
it's
Yeah, too.
fun. Yeah.
Very cool. What do you think? Should we do our rapid fire question?
Let's do it.
All right. Okay,
Okay.
you
Are you
two.
guys sisters too? You're sisters,
We
huh?
are, tell.
Yeah.
We truly are sisters.
Yes. In thought.
Yeah. All right, you ready? Okay,
Sure.
coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Vinyl cassette, CD, or streaming?
Vinyl.
Streaming.
Right. First album you ever bought?
Scorpions, Love Its First Sting on tape, I believe.
I love that you know. It's great.
Men at Work,
Love.
Cargo in vinyl.
Love. Okay, do you have a
Actually,
go-to pair?
now it might have been. Actually, there might have been tape. Maybe the CD would have been Cult Sonic Temple. Anyway,
Okay. What's your go-to karaoke song if you have one?
ooh, I haven't done karaoke for a while, but for a while it was Charlie Daniels Band Never Went Down to Georgia.
One. Love that one. Not
I don't know that I've ever done karaoke.
ever? You
I
gotta take
don't.
him out to do
It's
karaoke.
all right. Yeah.
All right.
It's
There's
fun, but
always Saturday, Marty.
I know.
that's right. Okay, writing songs at night or in the morning?
Ooh. Yeah. I actually might be more productive sometime in the morning. But yeah, it could be a little bit of both. Tough one.
I'd say music at night and lyrics in the morning.
Oh,
That's good.
do you write lyrics on paper, phone notes, or voice memos?
Both, all.
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have a pre-show pump-up song? And if so, what is it?
No.
No, no,
Does
oh,
bourbon,
no.
does a shot of bourbon count?
It
Yeah.
counts. It counts.
We just played
Do
a
you?
show last weekend in Portland. This bar we played at was, I mean, this is nothing heroic, but they called it the Portland Martini, which was basically a can of Rainier and a shot of Old Crow whiskey. That was my,
Oh, that's funny. And did they
yeah.
play the song Rainier Beer?
No.
That's
They just took my money and I drank it. Yeah.
Yeah.
right. You were like, we got this. Oh my gosh. So, dogs, cats, fish, or birds?
I
Cats.
would say cats.
Cats.
Yeah.
All right. Good hard cats. Okay. Describe your sound in three words. I think this is the hard one.
Three words.
I'll use one that my dad said, which is severe. I would say fuzzy
See, okay.
and snuggly.
Yes. Great, great. You want to add to that, Eric?
I was just going to say loud and noisy, but those are like the two of the same words, I guess. I'd say
Okay.
noisy and abstract.
And then what advice would you give to new musicians and or songwriters?
Oh, I would just say, I mean, like I said, we all do it for ourselves. You just do it because you enjoy it, and you do it, but you do it, and you enjoy it, period. And whatever happens, happens. So.
Yeah, and I'd say try. It's something I feel like I'm still trying to figure out how to do, which is try and get out what is true to you, and don't try and sing music or talk about something that you think you should know about or you want to know about. Like try and, I don't know, start with what you know. I don't know, and then just keep doing it and just keep playing and don't give up on it.
Very cool. Good advice. Kyle, shameless plug. Yeah, where we can find your music, your website, Bandcamp, any of that stuff that you have, and where what you're up to next.
Well, you can find our music on Bandcamp, and you can also buy our LP there. And then you can also find us anywhere that you stream music. We're available in all those places. But the best place is to come see us play in Portland, or wherever we might be coming next. We do have another show coming up on July 29th at a place called Dante's here in Portland. So we're excited about that. And we've got some other things in the works for the rest of the summer and fall, and hopefully beyond that.
Very cool. Well, listeners,
Yeah.
check
And
out
then
their Bandcamp.
right now we're about, as I wrote sometime recently, we're about, I'd say, calf deep and writing new songs. And we're pretty excited about those. For sure. And yeah, so we'll see what happens first down the road, whatever the local courts and jurisdictions allow. If we're allowed to do it like an EP or it winds up being a full length, we'll see what happens. But yeah, we're into that, which is pretty fun, and we're pretty psyched about some of the new stuff. So
Is exciting.
Awesome.
Hey, yeah,
Listeners, go
I
check
was
out
getting so
Bandcamp.
excited because I was going to say you're the first like punk band that we've had on, and we also grew up in punk, so
Yes.
we were very
God, punk,
very
all that.
excited to have you.
Awesome.
Yes. So listeners, please
Awesome.
check out their Bandcamp. You
Yeah.
guys, thank you so much for joining us today
Thank
on the
you.
show.
Thank you.